What's going on, everybody? It's episode number 11 with Luke, the real... Oh, no, this isn't the real bodybuilding podcast, is it?
I don't even know what it is, to be fair. I'm lost.
This is the bodybuilding and bollocks series. And
this is the size game podcast.
We don't fucking know what it is. It's our show that we do every week that you guys have been pretty awesome and supporting. Yeah. And Luke just flew in from Florida, and you haven't slept in 26 hours, you said?
I'm trying to work it out. I think it's close to the 30 hours I've been awake now.
How are you still functioning?
I don't know. I feel really, really odd, to be honest.
I know it's going to happen.
Like, yeah, I mean, I feel a bit delirious, and then yeah. In a couple of hours' time, I'm just going to go...
Yeah, that's happened to me when I used to fly around for SciTech. Whenever I used to go to Europe,
yeah,
I'd be good the first day. I remember the first day I flew to France one time, and I used to work with Eddie Abu there at SciTech, and he was like, I got there, it was full of energy, and he's like... I was like, I'm going to go work out. He's like, don't go work out, man. You're going to feel it tomorrow, and it's not going to be good when you're standing at the booth.
Well, I flew in this morning. So I got in this morning at 6:30 our time. So we flew overnight, and I stayed awake for the whole flight. Yeah. So right now it's about 4:30 in the evening or the afternoon here. So I'm just going to try and stay awake, and then I'm going to fucking die at about 8. So I'm gonna try and sleep till 8. I'm gonna try and go to bed at like 8 p.m. and sleep all the way.
Sleep all the way. Yeah.
9 a.m.
Can you sleep that good? I sleep like shit.
I fucking hope I do.
You got a new mic?
No, it's just the little top.
Oh, you put a top on it.
Yeah, I just put a little hat on it like yours. I just wanted to. It just looks nice, doesn't it? It looks pretty. Sets it off.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, the last audio was good, wasn't it?
Everyone was. People were much happier.
Oh, fuck for that. Everyone loves a good old moan.
There was still a couple of idiots that were like, I still can't hear him. I'm like, he's just a fucking soft talker. What do you want from me?
Well, yeah, what do you want me to do? I'm not like, hey, I'm Fuad. I'm not like, you know, I'm not. I'm quiet. I'm just softer. It's my Britishness.
I'm Lebanese. We're very loud people. Anyways, it's been a fucking hell week for me.
Yeah, what's happened?
Did you catch any of the, not that you watch my podcast, but did you catch any of the Research Station one that I did last week?
No, I've had loads of people message me, but like, do you know who this guy really is?
Oh my God. It's and just like, something.
And okay. I was like, well, no, but I mean, his information's pretty good. I was like, his information's shit.
I just want to make a couple of statements because some people are going to watch this.
Yes.
So first of all, I just want to say, nobody that I put on, like, I don't necessarily endorse their views.
Yeah.
It's like, if I put that, I listen to that guy's stuff on Instagram and I'm like, this is interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like, I'm putting this guy on because I think everything he thinks.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to ask him questions.
Yep.
And I thought asking him questions live so everybody else could hear them would be valuable.
Yes.
And for the most part, most of the comments were normal and appreciative and people got stuff from it. But a couple people freaked the fuck out. And I think... judging by what I found, those were all SARMs people.
Yeah. I think what it is...
I think the SARMs people are turning into vegans.
Yeah, or Android phone users.
They're like, they're so adamant about their SARMs.
Yeah, but there's people like this everywhere, isn't there? Like, there's the SARMs people, there's vegans, there's CrossFitters, there's... use an iPhone, I use Android, I'm far superior.
Do you know anybody who's used SARMs and gotten huge?
I don't know anyone that's used anything but gear and got huge. Like none of the peptides or SARMs or anything. I don't know anyone that's experienced anything. Like pro hormones, nothing. Yeah. I just haven't ever seen it.
I'm not sitting here. Anyway, listen, the point is this. I'm not sitting here saying everything Mike said on the podcast is right. This is the part that bothered me. I found a guy who says to me, hey, I can make you that size using less gear and keep you healthy. Why wouldn't you want to fucking listen to what he has to say?
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't saying don't do juice or don't be big or don't fucking. I mean, look, it's just, I was like, I'm just interested to see what he has to say.
I mean, I actually listened to it twice on the flight. So I did listen to that episode. I thought it was really interesting. Right? Everything he had to say, I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. That's cool. I did get a main overarching theme from what he meant.
the main overarching theme I got from it was smaller doses more often.
Yep. Which better. I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, I don't think that's completely outlandish. No. And the other thing he said was insulin is not the be-all, end-all, and to be very careful with it.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And the only thing that seems to be setting off people is that he said SARMs are bullshit.
Yeah, and the other thing he says, which is a shock, is you've got a nice, healthy, balanced diet with fruits and vegetables in it. And everybody was like, what the fuck, man? And it's like, it's not, come on, guys. It's like, it's pretty fucking common sense. So basically, to me, he's saying, stop eating just like empty food, just carbs and proteins.
Yeah.
Look after your health a little bit better and stop taking the piss with the amount of gear you take and stop using long esters and being lazy.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got from it too. And I think people take everything so literally.
Yeah.
That they found something to complain about and everything.
I mean, but you were saying about 125 milligrams of tests per day is like the most your body can handle. And a lot of people got really upset about that.
But I want to say something about that real quick.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it, we used it as me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people messaged me and said, well, that's bullshit. What about a 150-pound guy or what about a 300-pound guy? It's all going to be different. And it's true. We were using me as the example.
Yeah.
So that's why he said that number.
Yeah. And I think the people, if people are kicking off, they just shut the fuck up because they haven't heard it properly. But I think every time you challenge someone, what people think they know,
yeah.
And you challenge that and you make them feel wrong, a lot of people just get really upset.
Yeah. I'm not saying Mike is like right about everything you said.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it's a different approach.
Yeah.
Because the old school approach is just take as much as you can. The more the better.
Yeah. The old Dan Duchesne approach.
And that's, and that does work, but it comes with a whole bunch of fucking side effects.
Which I agree with. And I kind of, you remember we kind of talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it a little bit back here. And I was saying like the Arnold and all the shows this year, but since working with Chris, everything's been way less.
Yeah.
I felt and looked a lot better for it.
So I think it boils down to this. You can take more and get fucking huge, but you're going to, if you don't give a fuck about side effects, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I think.
And also, I think it's also his main point is just because you're taking more doesn't mean you're getting better results or quicker.
Yeah. But even if you are, you're going to. It's like this. I use me as an example, even though I've been getting backlash, just trying to be honest with people. If I have side effects from the amount of gear I've used and somebody else uses less and gets the same size, why wouldn't you want to be?
Yeah, well, fuck yeah. Thing is as well, do you know what else I've noticed is like there's this magic word when somebody says an Olympian and everyone's like, if you say anything but 10 grams a week, everyone's like, no, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you must have seen like your cycle online, like your act, you know, which is utter shit.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen people shit written about me and it's just like, these people are so adamant.
Yeah.
About what they think we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like all these pros using like 24 hour UFGH a day. Oh, well, none of us are that wealthy, actually, I don't think.
I would try it if I could afford it.
Yeah, I'd try it. But I don't think there's anyone can afford it. And a lot of people just think we use like retard. I actually think, and this is what, and Ben always says this, he says that the pros are the ones that need the least and get away with the least. I would say across the board, most pros I've spoken to are like, it's never piss take high, ever.
Yeah. No, It really blew my mind that, I mean, this guy might be stuck in his ways and his beliefs. And that's what he's believes and everything. But it really just blew my mind that a lot of people didn't have, I don't know. They just got really angry.
Yeah. Because you're challenging what people quote unquote know.
Well, I'm not challenging. I'm thinking to myself, I'm giving somebody another option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you get angry about that?
Yeah, I mean, just like I would imagine, as if you found a guest that was equally as interesting that said all the opposite things, you'd have them on.
What do you mean?
So if you found a particular, say somebody else came out of the woodwork and they said Mike's completely wrong about these things, these are the truth.
No, somebody did do that. There's a guy, I think his YouTube is, and I'll plug him because he seems like a nice guy. Some of the other guys are fucking D-bags, but. More plates, more dates, or something like that. That's his YouTube.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm one of my close friends.
He came out with a whole like hour long video kind of going through everything we talked about.
Yeah, which is great. And I think it's, but I think that's because you're challenging what people think they know. And I think you are going to get a lot of people that, I mean, I've had one of the smartest people I know say what pretty much everything Mike is saying is bullshit.
Who's that?
Dr. Dean St. Martin.
But I'm confused by that, because in one breath you say everything he's saying sounds like it makes sense. And then you're saying,
I'm saying that because I don't know better. Because when he says it, you're like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense from my experience. Yeah. But then Dean's like, that's not true.
Okay.
Because he's an actual doctor himself.
No, I know. But did he give you any reasoning why it wasn't
true? No, he hasn't. But maybe I think someone like that would be really good to get on the show and hear why things are wrong. And actually, because I think if you're going to spread the truth, you need to spread. There is no real truth, I don't believe.
No.
Everyone has their own interpretations. I think what you're doing, what we're doing, is kind of showing everyone actually all the real information, whether it's true or not. We're telling everyone the real information.
Yeah. It
actually comes from credible people. Not like Anthony, the cunt, who just talks bollocks and just, without the bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And he's giving out really shit advice that isn't credible or backed up.
Well, I always worry when people are given advice about, like Anthony. But so, you know, he's like, everybody buy these SARMs, but he's working for the SARMs company.
Yeah. And the other thing is as well, like with him, he's some of the other advice he's giving out is potentially dangerous. Like,
yeah.
And like, you say what you want about Mike, everything he's saying is completely opposite end. He's trying to make everyone do less.
Well, that's the other thing I was confused about, is people are like, well, he's selling this stuff and whatever. And I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
I don't know if he is or isn't, but I'm like, if he is selling it, wouldn't it make sense to tell people to
right? That's to exactly what I said to somebody. Yeah, that's what I said to somebody. He's a shit salesman. It's like you're trying to sell your pre-workout. I'd be like, it's the best pre-workout fucking ever, but you just use it once a week.
Just use a quarter of a scoop.
Yeah, don't use it for recommended. It's too much. It's too much. You know,
so that argument threw me. And then I'm like, also the SARMs argument threw me, because if he was trying to make money, wouldn't he just come up with his own SARMs?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's the hottest thing right now. Everybody wants
to try. Yeah, I mean, this is why I'm confused on the angle he's having, because it genuinely doesn't seem like he's interested in ripping anyone off. He does his, like, little lectures things on WhatsApp, right, for, like, $25
a week. Yeah.
If he's got as many people as he says, he's absolutely fucking raking it in. That's a lot of money. But he doesn't seem disingenuous with a lot of things. He doesn't seem to have an agenda, except... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he might have... I think he enjoys making everyone look a bit stupid as well.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to sit here and defend Mike. What I am doing is I'm shocked at people's lack of interest in just hearing another point of view.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. You know, that's the way people are, which goes back to why I think what you're doing is so good, because you're giving everyone like credible information to do what they want with it.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
time you're challenging everyone's like ideals. Like, I mean, when I heard some of the stuff that he said, I was like, I don't believe that. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, maybe.
Yeah. It's
challenging what I think and feel.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's people I want to have on that I don't agree with. Like, this is another guy I got shit on by this week. So I don't know if you know who Mike Dolce is.
I know the name.
So Mike Dolce is a dietitian or a nutritionist for a lot of fighters in the UFC.
Yep.
And he put, for some reason, I don't know why I've been attacked all week this week, but for some reason, he put out a video saying how horrible, and I mean in a kind of respectful way, but also saying how horrible it was that I ate a 4-pound burger. Because he said, I'm sending mixed messages because I talk about high blood pressure, and then I go eat a 4-pound burger.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it's like, he must be really bored if that's the video he made. You know, like, full on Abiyad. Pretty fucking average to below average pro bodybuilder.
Thanks, buddy. but the thing is the people that watch.
I wasn't like a couple of. What is it? What's this?
You kind of
Dave what did Palumbo you say? And Lee Priest. We've been attacked as well by Dave Palumbo.
Oh, I know. I can't believe Dave attacked me like that. I'm like, on the show all the time.
Both of us. Both of them. Yeah. And they're like, well, we have been invited online debate.
I know, but I don't give a shit. I don't want to go.
We should go on it.
Why? Because there's no point. They're not going to change their mind.
A couple of me and my friends have been collating a lot of evidence against Lee and his fat mates. I think everyone misconstrued what our point was. Our point was, even the best of all time sometimes coming off.
That's not their point, though. Their point is...
Yeah, but that's our point. And apparently, I haven't listened to their episode because I haven't got to shit. I don't care what they have to say because it's probably... If they haven't listened to it, then it's
I just feel like there's a very emotional attachment to these types of things.
That's what I mean.
But wait a minute. Let me hear me out for a second. If we go on there, there's absolutely no point, because they're just going to be, they're going to stick to their argument and we're going to stick to our argument, and it's going to be a shit fest. And I don't care.
I don't know, man. I think if we go in with both barrels loaded, I think we'll be good. But it's fucking true. I went back and I was like, I mean, I found it really difficult to find any dry striated glutes in the early 2000s, late 90s. I honestly do believe they looked better back then.
Yeah.
But it's not because they were more peeled.
No, their shape, they had a different shape.
Yeah. They all had muscle. They looked like it was fucking earned.
My opinion of that era is the guys were a little smaller.
Yeah.
And not a lot. So I don't want people to think like, oh, he's saying it's small.
Yeah.
There are a little, like 10 pounds makes a big difference. Yeah, I remember what my physique looked like at 238 and what it looked like at 248.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cleaner look. They had a lot nicer look.
I think everyone thinks that we're saying that they're not better than these days.
No,
I think it's just very different. I mean, you look at it kind of any sport, the way it evolves, it's not better or worse. It's just changes. And
I think this is what happened. They had very beautiful shape, but Dorian Yates took it to another level size wise.
Yes.
And then the next generation realized, fuck, I got to get bigger if I want to win.
But he also did it with condition as well, because I do believe that he stepped the conditioning up.
No, I'm not taking away from his condition. I'm saying the reason the guys in the 90s looked cleaner, like their physiques looked more streamlined and nicer, was because they weren't playing a size game until Dorian started destroying everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And then the next generation started playing that bigger, more muscular, and not everybody can do it.
Yeah, and I think you also, in those days, the muscle looked better because it looked like it was earned in the gym. It didn't come out of, it wasn't like Captain America muscle. It didn't come out of a bottle. You know, it was different look. And I'm not saying that.
I'm
being very extreme. Like, but what I mean is these days, there's a lot of guys that are so bubbly, round and full without the detail and the density they had back then.
Yeah, but can I ask you a question? Do you think that's because, okay, this is a theory. This is just a theory. I know I'm probably getting roasted for it, but I don't
care. Yeah, we're both going to get roasted. It's going to happen. we are podcast megastars.
Okay, so this is a theory I had.
Right.
Shoot. I think GH creates satellite cells, right? And you have to grow those satellite cells. So I think a lot of guys nowadays are growing bigger than their genetic potential, but because it's not old muscle, it's new muscle, it doesn't look as hard.
Probably. Yeah, possibly. Yeah, that's also true. But I mean, I think... I think what you've done is you've just reworded my point way better than I could have ever said it. That's kind of what I meant about the drugs these days. I think guys, maybe, I wouldn't say they're using more drugs, but I think they're using
different drugs.
Have allowed them to surpass where they should have been. But back in the day, you could only get to where you could get with your training. Do you know what I mean? I actually personally think when people are dry, peeled, shredded, gaunt, flat, and just that, I don't like that look as much as I want to see like a big fuck off, like giant Marcus Rule, Jay Cutler. Even Chris Cormier, who was way smaller, he was so round and it just looked better. I mean, but that's just my personal opinion.
I don't know. Like, my opinion is their physiques just look different because they stopped where their genetic potential stopped.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put it in like a nutshell. And like, I think a lot of the guys were way better at posing and their presentation was better, I think.
I can agree with that for sure.
For the most part, yeah.
I think what's happening now in bodybuilding is people are going past their genetic potential. Yeah. And when you go past your genetic potential, like I went past my genetic potential, and then the first thing that happened was my waist started to grow.
Yeah.
Well, it throws off your whole look. Like, nothing's going to look the same after that. So,
yeah.
I just don't see a point in going on. I mean, I'll go on Dave's show. I don't care.
Let's do it. It brings people to the podcast, brings people to the channel.
I know one thing for sure. And this, I don't care if I get roasted for this, because I remember this specifically, because Lee Priest was really popular around the time when I started bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Lee Priest always had a problem getting his lower body and his back dry.
Yeah.
That was always a knock on him. And the two times that he got them both really hard and dry was the two shows he won.
Yeah. Well, I think he thinks we were attacking him, because I think when we also said in the same episode, Ronnie Coleman with Lee Priest midsection would be the greatest thing ever. We gave him that guy a lot of, we gave that guy a lot of compliments. It's like, we didn't shit on him. Like, I came in fucking really off at the Olympia, and I held my hands up, like, yeah, fucked it up. But it's like, a lot of these guys back in the day can't admit that they were off occasionally.
Yeah. I can. No, I would never disrespect Lee Priest.
Definitely not.
The guy was like top six at the Olympia fucking who knows how many times.
Yeah. I mean, he can come across as a massive twat on some of his things, but I think that's what makes him cool. That's what makes him fun.
Yeah.
If I say Lee Priest, you're a dick, you're acting like a dick on purpose. It's funny. That's your shtick. That's what you do. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even an insult, you know?
So I'll go.
I think he's great, and I like Dave as well. So I think it'd be cool to just ask the on. I love how passive aggressive Lee Priest is.
Why?
He says things so brutally, but he's always smiling and says it really nicely. It's amazing, and I want to see him go and get up against you because you're an asshole as well.
Yeah, but that's I don't want to get. It's not a drama thing for me. Like, I'm not.
No, I know, but it's going to be funny because I think all of us have really valid points.
You know how much people love drama. You know how many pictures of Lee Priest I got this week.
Yeah, it's a joke. So
people have just been DMing me pictures of Lee Priest out of shape.
Yeah. A lot of the time it's without any context.
I'm like, I don't like drama this. I don't need to fucking, have anything against.
I think people don't fucking listen. I think you and I must say things wrong and everyone misunderstands what we mean.
I think people just like drama and they're like, oh, he said something about Lee Priest. Quick.
Happened to me. I did an Instagram live video like a year ago. And somebody said, what are they doing over in Kuwait? And I just kind of made the point was, I wanted to basically make the point, it's not all drugs.
Yeah.
I said, they take guys that are notoriously lazy.
Yeah.
Like Rooley, even Brandon would admit he never used to be quite on it as he could be. And they're already incredible. He takes them, they take those guys and they make them do everything right.
Yeah.
And that's what throws freaks. Because a lot of guys who already were doing everything right, like Akeem.
Yeah.
And even John De La Rosa didn't really change much.
I can agree with that.
Guys that got to that level without really trying fucking exploded. And then Generation Iron wrote an article the next day, like, Sandow slams Kuwait, calls everyone lazy. What the fuck? it's insane.
You can't say anything.
I don't know if people even care what we have to say.
I got shit for eating a burger, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah.
The guy made a fucking half an hour video. Because I ate a burger.
He must be really deep into a diet. And he's like, that fucker's just eating.
No, you know what? I think he had a good point. You know what? I got to ask you, where do you draw the line? Like, his point was, if you have blood pressure issues, why are you doing this shit? And he said, I was doing it for clicks. And I wasn't. I just like to fuck around. Like, me and my friends do these things all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. I think it's like, you're not really hurting anyone. It's probably not the best thing to do. But is a one burger really going to destroy your blood pressure?
Well, it was four pounds. let me tell you the truth. I had been, this is the thing about YouTube that's weird. People were commenting like, oh, well, he did a 20,000 calorie challenge too, and he does a burger, and it's like back to back. And I'm like, wait a minute. The 20,000 calorie challenge was back in February or March.
Was that difficult?
Oh my God. I didn't finish. I got to 15. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to die. I tap it out.
Okay.
And then the burger was, you know, a couple weeks ago. So like 6 months apart, first of all.
Yeah.
And then the blood pressure thing. See, this is what sucks about being honest with people. You put something honest out there to try and like help people, which was good because a lot of people were messaging me about their blood pressure and they wanted help.
Yeah.
And then people start fucking using it against you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not putting this out there so you can judge me. I'm putting it out there so if you have blood pressure issues, I'm giving you like an idea of what to do.
Did you finish the burger as well? Because that's another question.
I finished the burger, yeah.
But that's worth it then.
One more note on that. I had my blood pressure under control for, like, I had been doing the blood pressure protocol for like 8 weeks at that time.
Yeah.
And my blood pressure was under control for like 3 or 4 weeks. So it wasn't like I just. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I was thinking about having this guy on the podcast. That's how I started that whole thing. You don't always have people you agree with on your podcast, but sometimes they have interesting viewpoints.
Oh, is he coming on? You having him on?
I thought about having him on, yeah, because I think he does have an interesting viewpoint, which is like, you guys should be more worried about your health.
Yeah. But then again, but it's like, this is where I draw the line with people, and people say these things like, oh, is it worth the risk? It's like, look, I think for the most part, a lot of these very intelligent people who like the Dr. Serranos and the Scott Stevensons and these people that are just phenomenally intelligent. The only thing that I the only thing that's consistent amongst them all of them is like, if you're predispositioned to have something, you're likely going to get it anyway.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that statement.
But meaning, if you're going to get something, it's like you do your best to avoid it, but don't just fucking just put the brakes on your life and what you want to do just in case something happens. So why, you know, I think that's why for myself with my health, I monitor it as I go.
Okay, let's get back and let's.
I'm not gonna like, you know, if I'm gonna go back to what you're doing. If you want to eat a fucking burger, eat a fucking burger.
No. What I'm saying is, I want to challenge you a little bit on that because I do think it's kind of a false narrative.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking very
like when people say like, well, if you have something wrong with your heart, it's probably because you had something wrong with your heart genetically.
Yeah,
that's could be true. Yeah, but you can't disregard the fact that we're accelerating things.
No, I understand that, which is why you don't take things to the extremes. But I think it's like if somebody says, oh, I'm not going to eat that burger just because my mom had heart disease. You know, I think that's when it starts getting extreme, because it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it anyway. But I don't think like doing little things along the way. I don't mean just fucking blasting trend for 5 years. I'm talking eating a burger. Literally, that's
no. I get what you're saying.
It's like sometimes here and there doing things like that because it's your life and you enjoy it, but then taking that away from you because you're scared of the repercussions down the line. That's where I'm not comfortable with that.
Let me put you on the spot for a second, and I'll answer it after if you want.
Yeah.
If somebody said to you, you're going to have XYZ side effects and you know the risks, you still want to bodybuild.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We know the risks.
So you admit that what we're doing is going to cause some issues.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. Everything comes with a price. Everything, and I understand that.
I appreciate that you said that.
But then I'm also living a life now I never expected to be able to get to do. I'm making memories that are incredible. What I'm doing is incredible. Is it worth the risk? I'll find out one day. But I'm certainly not destroying my body and killing myself and taking things too far.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm not actively thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that because, you know, of something that may or may not happen in the future. I want to enjoy my life.
Everything you said is exactly how I feel about it. It's like, I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing it. But people get confused because you're like, well, you're talking about being healthy, but you said there's risks.
There are risks.
And I'm like, yeah, but it's not black and white. It's like,
you risk getting in your car and driving to the gym. You risk taking a risk.
But that's what I mean, it's like
it's a controlled risk. You could die, but you're not going to start driving fucking 1,000 miles an hour down a road that's a 30 and being reckless, because that's, you're pushing the risk up. You're still going to do things within your control.
My viewpoint about it is it's not black and white. There's gray.
No, it's not.
Just because some guy got into it with some guy online, not into it, but we had like actually a normal debate, and he's saying, how can you preach health when you do steroids? And I said,
steroids and health are mutually exclusive. It doesn't mean just because you take steroids you're unhealthy, because when you think about it, it's medicine.
But wait a minute. My point to him was, well, by your logic, that means I might as well go smoke and drink and do drugs. And like, cause you're like, well, you're already doing something bad. You might as well do it all wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, the point of what we're doing is, I know I'm doing this thing bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and do the rest of these things right to even out the scale.
Exactly. But also what I mean is, as well, you're not taking things to the absolute extremes.
Yeah. But that's my point, is people can't understand that there's like the average person, I'm not talking about people in bodybuilding. I'm talking about the average person when they watch like a food video.
Yeah.
Cause I'll say something like, you know, I drink Mio, like the flavored water thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that can't be good for you. It's just all chemicals and shit. I don't know if it's good for you or not. So I said something in one of my videos. The guy's like, well, what do you care about that shit for? You're taking steroids. And I'm like, it doesn't mean
I get what you're saying now, because then it's like, we know that percentage of what we're doing is bad, so we try to make as much of everything else as healthy as possible.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, okay, just because I'm doing steroids doesn't mean I can just do everything else shitty because I'm doing one thing.
Exactly. No, I agree. And the people that say this are the people that like, a lot of the time go out drinking the weekends, or they eat absolute dog shit, or they're into their party drugs and stuff.
Well, that's the interesting thing about Dolce, the guy that made that video about me. He's got a thing on his website. It's like 3 weeks to shredded. And I'm like, nobody's getting 3 weeks to shredded without doing something, some damage to their health.
No, I know. I know. I know. It's like the whole fucking thing is an absolute minefield, and no one really. The more I know, the more I realize I don't know, and everyone else doesn't know, and everyone's just kind of making very good, educated guesses and cherry picking what they want to hear.
Yeah,
but I mean, I know. We're going back to what we were saying. Like, I know there's risks involved, and there's risks involved in everything we do. But it's like if you'd said somebody whose favorite food was like a burger, and their dad had a congenital heart disease. You really think they're not going to eat a burger for the rest of their life because of that? Or on the opposite side,
no. They're not
also going to eat 10 fucking burgers every day.
No, what he was saying was more specific. I don't necessarily. This is the problem. He's putting me on a pedestal like a role model. He's like, well, you're a role model to these kids.
No one's like, A, who is that? And B, what a twat is.
this was his words, not mine. Okay, yeah. I don't think I'm a role model. I just think I'm trying to be honest. So like,
yeah,
what I'm trying to say he's like, you shouldn't act like that, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. The asshole is the guy who pretends to be healthy. Like, I'm not going to name any names. I used to work with a guy who's like, I'm super healthy. I do this. Everything's perfect. But then he would go drink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you're getting wasted on a bunch of vodka. You're fucking hammered. And you're telling me that because I ate a fucking bowl of chicken wings that I'm unhealthy.
I also think everyone gets really high and mighty about things as well. It's like, well, shut the fuck up.
But I'm like, I'm not a role model. I'm just showing you this is what the bodybuilding life is like.
Yeah.
This is a snapshot of it. These are some of the risks. These are some of the benefits. Take what you want. Fucking leave what you want.
But it's like, also exactly the same in life in general. Like in everything we do, there are certain risks and rewards involved. And everything is all about weighing out risks.
Yeah.
You know, and this is like what we're doing, I don't believe is much different. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of cases where people have taken it way too far and really damaged their health, and then it reflects badly on everyone else. But it doesn't mean everyone's doing what that particular person was doing.
Can I be honest? I don't think it's the, you know, people talk about how people are getting more sick and more people are dying or whatever. I don't necessarily think it's the gear or the amount of gear. I think it's the weight.
Maybe.
Like I think walking around at 300 pounds.
But then that goes to surpassing your genetics. It's like, for me, being 300 pounds is really, really easy.
It's easy now.
Yeah. No, but it's always been easy. It's been like, I never had to push anything to eventually get to that weight. I didn't even push to get to that weight. It just kind of it's just gradually happened over time.
I went through a lot of shitty off seasons to get to 300 pounds.
Yeah. But then again, you did say you passed your genetic potential.
I did. I was probably more...
Because I'd imagine when you started versus when I started, we had very different body types.
Well, we did. And at 280, I think my body was comfortable in the off season at around 280. Yeah. I didn't push too hard to get to 280.
Yeah.
But to push my body to put on that extra 10 pounds of muscle, I would have to get to 290 or 300 in the off season.
Yeah.
To result.
Yeah. I mean, one of my goals for this year, I've said on the podcast, is like, I don't really want to just try and just build muscle everywhere.
You don't need that.
I don't. So, but I could keep going that route, and that's probably when I'll start looking worse. So, yeah. I want to try and like. To me, I'm just like, well, I haven't reached my genetic potential yet, which does mean a lot of my weak body parts still have room to grow. I mean, I've only been training for bodybuilding maybe like 9 years now.
Yeah.
So, like, I've still got more room to grow. So, I'm just thinking, well, I'll do something else, just try and make my waist smaller. Which, again, when it goes back to the health thing, I could just try and blast on loads more muscle and look bigger, or I could just try and make what I have look bigger and better.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is like a better option health-wise as well.
Did you see my most recent Instagram post? I'm catching up to Bumstead.
What do you mean?
I'm catching up. My waist is getting...
I thought you meant the tash.
I reduced it quite a bit. And I think it's a lot of it is due... I just started wearing the waist trainer again, but I don't think that's it. I've been doing more vacuums. Yeah. And I stopped eating. I've been doing like one cheat meal a week. And I started doing a lot more vegetables. I feel like more normal.
I'm going to find it. I'm trying to find it. So, do you feel like you've made any changes to your food or anything?
Vegetables, honestly. It's going to sound so stupid, but ever since I talked to Chris Tuttle, not Mike.
Yeah.
I had Chris Tuttle on the podcast, and Chris is a registered... I want to say dietitian or something. He worked in a hospital anyway. Like, he's not fucking just some guru. Like,
I know. Yeah, he's a dietitian. Yeah.
So he talked about the importance of micronutrients to me in that podcast. And ever since, I've been adding
which is really interesting because Mike is saying exactly the same thing in terms of the micronutrients.
Yeah, but for some reason, Mike got like a huge amount of backlash and Chris didn't. So anyway, but I started adding like a different piece of a different type of vegetable to every meal.
Yeah.
So I'll do spinach one meal, asparagus one meal, green beans one meal, just peppers one meal, trying to get more different variants of micronutrients. And so when I did that and took out all the junk food I was eating, I just all of a sudden feel better and my waist has shrunk.
Yeah.
And actually, less information. Actually, I reduced my fats a lot too.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of added fat with every meal.
Okay.
So I was doing a lot of, like, I would do like extra avocado or like peanut butter or.
Yeah, because I've always thought with you, like you've always said it as well, you felt like it was not muscle, like your waist was bigger. It was like it was growing from the inside. Like, because I remember you said you'd done food allergy tests and everything.
Yeah, because for a little while, it was like anything I ate would just make my stomach fucking swell.
Yeah.
But I think I realized maybe it's the fats.
Maybe. I think at least you get some of it. I mean, I do agree with the whole micronutrient thing. I mean, I'm still looking to move house. I think I found somewhere. And I was looking, actually, you said this is funny. I was looking at my phone earlier. Actually, when I was on the airplane, I was looking for, like, because it's quite a countryside area. I was going to see if there's any local farms that did, like, vegetable delivery boxes every week. So you you subscribe and then every week they send you a box of vegetables.
For we have that here.
It's all grown. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's phenomenal. So I want to see if the house I'm hopefully looking at has that option. Because what I do right now doesn't. Because I've always would love that.
Why don't you just go to the grocery store?
Because it's all picked. It's all handpicked from their farm.
Oh, so that, you mean it's more fresh.
So it's handpicked. It's organic. And it's very, very, very fresh. And it's different every week. And you'd probably get things in the box you wouldn't normally get. And I think it's always going to be slightly better than the supermarket vegetables for some, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Well, it's closer to home. It's not shipped from anywhere.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, those changes so far. I'm down to like 271 now.
Fuck, you still look really big in the pictures.
I feel tiny. Dude. I think I have that, like, what's that called? Bigorexia.
Yeah, I feel the exact same because I've kind of been fucking around in the gym. But it's like 5 weeks now, I think.
What, you haven't started training yet?
No, I have kind of. I just get like a pump. I'm not really bothered. I'm trying because I'm waiting for this surgery. I've actually got a call with a surgeon tomorrow about my.
Yeah, that's right. Your hernia.
Yeah. So when I get that, because I don't want to commit to the off season until I've had that done.
Yeah.
So I'm in like limbo. And
I'm in a cab.
You know, and I've been since the Olympia. I've just been off everything else, like my diet, my food, everything else has just been. I eat when I'm hungry. I'm not taking anything. No supplements. Nothing. So
you know, I'm going to catch back up, right?
What?
I'm going to catch back up to where we were before when I posed down with you.
Yeah, and I'm going to be twice the size, mate. So. No, you're not. from that video, I probably have quite a good 10 pounds since then.
The one where me and you were posing together?
That was sick. That everyone loved that.
Yeah, you were big. You are bigger now than you were then.
Yeah.
But I'm back. I'm back to pressing the 110s. I did the 110s yesterday.
I bet you're just now like you're just happy to be doing that.
It's honest. There's part of my brain that's embarrassed because that was like a feeder set before.
Yeah.
But the other half of my brain is like just elated that I could.
How's the bad tricep looking? How does it look?
Like shit. It looks like a fucking noodle.
Is it starting to fill out or get rounder or anything?
It's coming back very, very
fucking. How does it feel? Like, can you contract it really hard? Does it
feels good? Great. Yeah, it feels great. I have feels weak in the gym. Like when I was putting up the 110s.
Yeah.
You know, when you put them up, I had like a little bit of like shakiness in this arm.
Yeah.
But as far as like any pain, just fucking nothing.
And I can straighten. Because I was speaking, because last time I saw Evan, I was talking to him about his leg and he said his leg's starting to look really good now.
Yeah. Yeah. Evan
said it. Fucking 2 years, but he said it's starting to look really good again.
Evan said he had a lot of problems with his. It's just like a lot of pain and shit. Yeah. No, I've been lucky pain wise. And as far as the size goes, the doctor's like, he's like, honestly, the size is going to be 9 months at least.
Yeah.
Before you start seeing the muscle gain again. So,
yeah.
And plus, it doesn't help that I'm like kind of off right now. So,
yeah. But how are you feeling anyway? Like, how are you feeling? Like, you've been doing your micronutrients, getting your waist down, you're cruising still.
Dude, this is the best I've felt in a long fucking time.
Yeah.
I honestly, man, and this is full disclosure, I stayed on for too long.
Jink.
Well,
do you ever dip it down?
This is the thing. For the majority of my career, I would go off. And I mean off, like HR, like HCG, fucking Clomid, off. And I would, I know, but I would do it for like 6 weeks and I'd check my blood work. Yeah. My blood work was good. I'd go back on after like six or 8 weeks.
It's horrible. Clomid makes you feel like absolute shit.
I know, but it just is something I did all along. And then around like 3 or 4 years ago, I started doing the blast cruise thing.
Yeah.
Where I would come down to like 500 milligrams, 400 milligrams, and then like...
See, I'll go down to like 150 a week, and I'll stay there for like a few months.
Yeah, I never did that. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, okay, so here's my argument for that, is I've already got two children.
If I what, want that, more, what does that matter?
Well, no, because I'm talking from the fertility standpoint.
Oh, okay, okay.
So yeah. I've already got two children. If I'm going to have more, I've actually done fertility tests and everything's still fine.
Yeah.
And also, my blood work always seems, I don't crash, and all my blood work comes back really, just really, really good every time.
Yeah.
And I feel better. I mean, so it's basically legitimate TRT.
But Dante taught me something valuable this year, and he said, don't test your fucking blood work when you're off. Test it when you're on.
No, I do. I do it like, I just do mine every 3 to 4 months, whether I'm on or off. I just do it.
I never did that till this year. And when I did it, when it was on, I was like, holy fuck.
I did mine the week after the Olympia and it was actually okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine wasn't. So I was like, okay, time. And this is the first time I've been off, and I consider, see, I can no longer go all the way off because my test actually crashes to zero.
Well, this is why I stay on a tiny amount, because it's more like just to keep me feeling good. Because it's like, I don't know if we've ever touched on it, but mental health is a serious fucking problem.
Yeah.
And you take a bodybuilder there, every bodybuilder will have certain mental health, like not issues, but they'll have certain stronger feelings than a lot of other people, just because I think that's just the way we're put together. And you crash and your emotions are just shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. No.
It's hard to deal with. But it's not even that. It's not healthy. Like, I tell people, like, look, my brother at 40 started TRT. It just, when you hit 40, you're, natural test levels are going to drop.
You're nearly 50, aren't you? So,
my body feels like it some days.
Well, your body's reversing back down now.
But, yeah. No, but this is the best I felt because I'm actually down to like 200 milligrams a week.
Yeah.
And I'm eating really clean and I'm like, I actually feel good. I'm trying to get to like 260.
It's really funny, isn't it? How surprisingly easy it is to maintain and build muscle even when you're on fuck all tests or anything. Just because, so when I do like an off season, I don't really do much in the off season anymore. I just haven't needed it because my goal isn't just muscle.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised that just by, because I have to rely on everything else better, I have to be more vigilant with the supplements, the food.
Yeah.
How much more I get out of it.
Yeah. I was shocked too. Dante said to me, he gave me the health protocol, like all the supplements I had to buy.
Yep.
And he's like, as far as your gear goes, just 200 milligrams a week. Or he said three, I think. And I went down to two. And then two, I use a GH. But I never did the GH because I'm like, I'm just not going to waste it. It just feels like a waste. So I was like, I've just been doing the test. And I'm like, I'm actually maintaining my size and strength pretty good considering.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's like you said, I'm more diligent with my eating.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm off everything.
Yeah, and I've also come to appreciate with the training, I don't need to train really hard in like, because I have three seasons. I have like my off season, my pre-season, my contest season, and my fucking, I'm not a bodybuilder season, which is kind of where I am now. Where I just refresh everything. And even just doing pumpy, fluff, shit volume training with no heavy weight, everything just maintains nicely. And my joints are all of a sudden starting to feel better. Like my shoulders are starting to get better. My knees are starting to feel better. But I'm maintaining every ounce of muscle. I'm probably like 290.
But I don't want people to get the wrong idea though. It's only because you've built a solid base.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like, because I've done all the hard work now, it's not about trying to, you know, we can afford to take these bits of time off. And that's the thing. I think people should understand that bodybuilding is like 5 steps forward, 8 steps back, 2 steps forward, 1 step back, 12 steps forward. It's not linear. It's not just constantly going up. Some times of the year, you have to understand you will look and feel shit.
Yeah.
If you,
you're gone.
It's fine. Okay.
You disappeared for a minute.
I was just saying how, like, just everyone should kind of understand if you want to be healthy, you have to accept that some parts of the year you're going to look shit.
I think I saw one of the questions. We should get to some of these. I saw one of the questions that was related to this.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
A guy was saying something about if he goes off, like, can he go off for a certain amount of time? Like, people are really worried about going off. Like,
well, I mean, here's a really good example. Like it's Ben, for example, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben, ciao Ben. He's very open with all of his use and he's been pretty much doing nothing now for a long time. He's actively downsizing.
Yeah.
Whilst trying to do powerlifting.
Yeah.
And he's really struggling to come down in weight. He's eating like a bird. If he's eating like 4 ounces of meat a meal and just mostly vegetables and like a cup of rice before training. And he's not really losing any muscle. He's trying to. So that kind of just shows to me, it's like you can take time off, and as long as you're still training hard, because the only thing he's doing is training hard.
Yeah.
And he's maintaining his muscle.
How is that fucking guy squat 6 plates like it's nothing?
He's always been that way. It's fucking weird.
He's like tall and like his legs are.
Yeah, but the way he squats like completely upright. I mean, I've seen him do 5 plates with his feet touching.
That's like insane.
Like toe to ankle touching, and he does 5 plates like that.
How the fuck is that possible?
His ankles are just, his ankle and knee mobility is fucking stupid. But he can't do it, but it's really weird because everything else he can't do properly with legs. He tore his hamstring and it bothers him.
Yeah.
Hack squat kills his knees because of his motorcycle accident. He can only use certain leg presses and he can't go anywhere near as deep as he should. But put him under a bar and you squat and he's just an animal.
That's exactly the opposite of everybody else on earth.
It's so fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's get to it.
And he enjoys it.
Let's get to some of these so these people aren't pissed off. Because I put this up this morning and we already have 150 comments. So,
oh, fuck. Yeah, go.
Okay, let's try and do quicker answers so we can get through more of them. Start at the bottom or the top? Where do you think?
Well, the top here is Justin Compton saying, I'll be listening in on this one. He better be, because I like Justin. Justin's one of my favorite. If you're listening, Justin, you're one of my favorite bodybuilders of all time. So
if you're listening, Justin, he said that to me too, so it doesn't mean anything. He just says that to everybody.
I told you that Justin was one of my favorite bodybuilders ever. Yeah, I didn't say that you were. You're a dick.
You said I was, and then now you're changing it.
Was a very, very long time.
I'm just wondering how many people you've said this to. You're like a guy dating a whole
bunch of chicks. You, Mike Francois, Justin Compton, not you anymore. You can fuck off. But
I also remember you saying that Evan was one of your favorite bodybuilders. Also,
no, Evan, not because of his physique. I just like him. Like he was always like the way he approached everything. I thought was different.
So you don't like Evan's physique.
Oh, I like Evan's physique.
Okay, you guys hear that? Somebody put your video up.
Right, Generation Iron, Luke Sanders slams Evan Center Party. No, Evan's physique's awesome, but I like Evan's just one of those guys.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? He's just cool. And Justin's the other way around. Like, I never saw much of Justin's content. Yeah. He's just his physique. And every time I look at him, I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Justin's a very matter-of-fact person.
Yeah, I listened to his episode.
When you're talking, like when I had him on the podcast, his answers are very... That's it.
The only time I think I've ever really spoken to him is I messaged him after he did the Olympia. It was way after, like a year after, because he did a vacuum. The Olympia where he did the vacuum, he's the only one that did it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, mate. How the fuck did you do that? And then he just said, he just passed me on to somebody else who I can't remember. I never actually ended up contacting, and I just learned how to do it. But him, he was a kind of a reason, because Jason Hart always used to do the vacuum.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, that's sick. And I kind of forgot about it because Justin kind of disappeared. And then Justin just came out of nowhere and did it. And I was like, that looks so much better. I need to learn that.
You have to have the right rib cage for that, though. You know that. Yeah. Eh?
And now every I've copied Justin. Let's forget that happened. And now everyone's copying me. Like fucking Rowley's doing it.
Everyone's copying
me. I came out with the Arnold vacuum and now everyone's like, oh, you'll do a vacuum too.
Everyone's copying Chris Bumstead. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, but I was the first one to do it in the Open this year in the Arnold. I came out with a vacuum and everyone was like, whoa, hello. Look at this guy.
And now it's not a full vacuum, though. It's like a half vacuum. It's like a Jay Cutler vacuum.
Yeah, that's what Justin did. It looks cool. Oh, no, yeah, but Chris, I think if Chris's vacuum is like, if somebody like our size did that, it would look so fucking gross.
No, it wouldn't.
Are you
kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know, because I think some.
You know what? Actually, you're lying. Seth Ferrosi was the first one to do a vacuum after Jason. Seth's got a pretty good vacuum.
Yeah, he's phenomenal, but he's never done it on stage.
Well, that's true.
What I mean. It's like Jason used to do on stage. Do you remember that picture of Jason when he did Tampa? I think it was the first time he did Tampa and he didn't have a beard. And he did some like hotel shots outside of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked fucking stupid.
Wasn't he like 300 pounds at that show?
He was peeled as well. And he just,
he wasn't peeled though. He wasn't
peeled. He wasn't peeled, but he was like in good shape.
He was in awesome shape. Yeah, he was in awesome shape.
And I was like, what the fuck? His proportions. And I think it was the vacuum that made the whole thing.
Why do you think Jason never got, like, because his placings weren't amazing, but it wasn't because of his physique or his muscularity. He just never got super shredded like he did before though, earlier in his career.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, did he just get bored of it, you think?
Or maybe we should invite him on and ask.
I asked him to come on. He wouldn't come on. Well, actually, he didn't say he wouldn't come on. He said he would and then just kind of got lost.
I want to ask him why the fuck he got rid of his beard.
He looked better with the beard for sure.
Right? He had, honestly, what he made me want to grow a beard. I was like, that's a sick beard. I tried it. Mine's not quite as good as that when it grows. But his beard
I had my beard first.
Yeah, I know, but his was just like
ridiculous. I know. It was so perfect. To like,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, I remember just seeing the anime advert. It looked like, you know, the top of a Roman helmet? When
that, yeah. And it's got the extra feet.
Stuck on his face. I was like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, he had it perfectly like cut.
Yeah, into, like, but yeah, oh fuck, right, because I'm growing mine back. I've like decided that I'm not cutting mine until January.
Yeah, least. I shaved mine down a bit and I regretted it. I got a
I basically just shaved mine off when I got back from the Olympia.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to do some of these questions or what?
No, we're just going to talk about Jason Hull's beard. I think it's better. It's better. Right, let's see if there's any beard questions, because that would
okay. Let's just can we just get to let's get a few to piss people off. All right,
go on then.
What does a typical rest day look for you? Look like for you?
Resting.
Yeah, doing nothing.
Well, actually, do you do like most of your chores on that day? Like shit you
gotta do? I'll go to the grocery store or some shit. Sometimes I'll do 20 minutes of cardio in the morning, but like,
yeah.
My fucking rest day, if I'm not working or shooting a podcast or shooting a video, is like literally watching TV and making sure I got all my meals in.
Yeah, I would say sometimes mine's like that, but I find my rest days are more productive. But I think that's because I live quite far from the gym, hence the moving the house thing.
I mean, productive. Yeah, like I'll fit, like I said, I'll do my errands, I'll do any work I have to do on like
the company. Do you find like your entire fucking day revolves around your training when you're locked in?
Yeah, that's what I say in my videos all the time. Yeah.
And they, so that's why on my training days, they're so wrapped around that session. That's why I do everything else on rest days.
No, I know. I said that, I've said it in many videos. It's all like everything in my fucking day goes back to like that 1 hour. I have trouble functioning other than that, like 1 hour. Yeah. All right, let's see here. In your opinion, what is the most effective way to bring up a lagging muscle group?
Learning how to train it properly. Like if you keep doing, so people are like, yeah, just train it more often, bro. I was like, yeah, but if you're doing it shit and you keep doing it shit, you're just doing it shit more often. So you're doing what didn't work more often. So you need to learn how to.
I'll give you that, but I'm going to add to it. I think if you know how to train it, or if you learned how to train it, doubling up on it, but making it two different types of workouts.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to go next. Cause actually that's what I'm doing now. Cause I was speaking to Joe Bennett about my split sort of that. So So that would be my second thing I'd suggest is learn. Cause I would say 9 times out of 10, if you have a lagging body part, it's how you're training it or your exercise size selection.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I started to let my legs lag a little bit because I got looped back into the having to squat heavy, having to hack squat heavy, having to do this, that, and that. It didn't really work. So I had to change everything up, and you know, that's how I managed to bring them up.
Yeah.
I made what I was already doing more efficient rather than just going, I'll just squat twice a week.
No, but what I'm saying is like this. Let's say you want to bring up your legs and you want to train. I think if you know how to train them, let's say you know how to do all the exercises.
Yep.
I would say, do 2 leg workouts a week, but one of them is like heavy duty squatting.
Yeah, exactly. Like but I would say, but my point is most people don't know how to actually train the muscle group properly. I mean, you see a lot of guys doing a press and their chest isn't even doing anything.
No. I agree. I'm just saying.
So you should fix that first.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing you should fix is how
I actually, I think I have a chest video coming out this week where I have a new classic kid that I'm trying to bring along. That's
cool. Yeah.
And it was that exact thing happened. We were pressing yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's doing this with his chest. He's like caving it in on every press. And I'm like, I told him to keep it out. And immediately he's like, holy fuck.
I mean, and it's like anything. Don't marry yourself to a certain exercise because you've been told it's good.
I told him that too.
Yeah. Just because
don't
bench if it does nothing for you.
That's No, I told him that too. But okay. So let's move on to fast reps or slow reps. Fast reps or slow and controlled, heavy or high reps?
I don't think it matters as long as you're 100% in control.
I'd say everything.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter just as long as you're in control. So you can do all of it as long as you're in control. And not
It's like what I'm trying to say is like in my program, like in a given workout, I could have a sloppy set and a controlled set.
Yeah. Sloppy set.
Like, that's what it is. I call it sloppy.
I want it. Sloppy sets is the next hashtag. Sloppy sets. That needs to be a t-shirt. I love sloppy sets.
Nobody will get it, man.
Yeah, they will, because it sounds like sloppy sex.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See? Genius.
I'm going to come up with before you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm fucked. So unless Redcon let me put that on a t-shirt, it's not coming out.
Redcon will let you do it.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole clothing range. Anyway, carry on.
All right, what is the one prep food you refuse to eat?
None.
You'll eat them all?
I'll eat them all. Like, I eat fish, like Christmas fish in my diet, and I gag every time I eat it.
Yeah, I found a fish I like.
I did, but then I found this bassa, which I think is river cobbler for you guys.
Isn't that loaded in salt? Loaded in sodium?
I have the smoked one, yeah, but my sodium is really high anyway, but that's the only one I can tolerate. And Chris was like, well, if that's what you're starting the diet with and you like it, that's leave that alone.
I do halibut.
Or shrimp or prawns, but that's expensive.
But then someone's going to bitch at you for eating cholesterol, because that's what happened to me.
Oh, fuck off.
I made a shrimp meal on my YouTube channel, and some guy's like, what about all the cholesterol, bro? And I'm like, oh,
is there cholesterol? What do you mean? They're really lean prawns.
Yeah, but the shrimp is supposed to be high in cholesterol.
That's a very like vague, ambiguous term. It's like it's high in cholesterol.
I don't know. Actually, I can't tell you if it is or
yeah,
isn't.
Yeah, that sounds like absolute bollocks to me.
So sounds like it's made up.
Yeah, that sounds like shit. Like, I think it's like when people say like, "Oh, eggs will destroy your heart." Well, I don't think they will.
Well, that's only the people that believe the cholesterol is bad for you.
Yeah, but then I think it's been proven that it isn't. But I'm not going to get into that because I'm no way smart enough to know that that's true or not.
So. Mike talks about that in one of his seminars. Actually, it's really interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Does doing cardio 30 minutes on a stationary bike or elliptical in the morning post leg day affect the growth negatively?
No.
I wouldn't do cardio post leg day. I would do some light walking just to kind of loosen.
Yeah,
up.
That's why. I would say really gentle walking or gentle cycling. I think you might even improve how well you recover.
But I wouldn't do cardio the morning of a leg day.
I think that's really old school and shit. Because my cardio is all really slow anyway, so I don't think it's never affected me in terms of like strength or performance. What cardio you're doing?
It's really old school and shit.
Yeah, but like, okay. Don't do legs. You don't walk on a treadmill today because you got
no.
Legs.
It depends on your cardio. Like you said, depends.
Like if you're doing HIIT cardio, that's I do as well, but it's quite slow.
Yeah, it's still slow. Yeah, but you're still burning glycogen off your legs
slightly. But then I think if you're eating carbs for breakfast and you're getting enough carbs in pre-training, I don't think it's that much of a different big deal.
I'm sticking with my ways.
All right.
I just like to be. I like to be fresh on leg day.
Well, I mean, the type of cardio I do doesn't make me not, it doesn't affect my recovery ability. I don't think fucking out walking for 10 minutes, I am fucked. Like,
yeah, the step mill doesn't kill me either. I don't know why. It's just a thing I got in my head. Leg day is my day.
I know, that's what I mean. I think it's one of those things that like people have that in their head and you're married to that.
You know who got that in my head was Hani got that in my head.
Yeah, so you're married. And because he does have a lot of that bro old school opinion, which definitely does work for some extent. But it's like, really doing cardio, is it going to affect your leg training that much? Really?
Do you think bro science is bad though? Because honestly,
not at all.
That bro science comes from experience.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. It's very much like that sounds in theory like it's a good idea, but I think really, I think it's bullshit. I don't think it makes much difference. Again, it just depends what cardio you're doing and how much.
I think I can agree with that.
It depends how much food you're eating as well. I mean, there's so many variables. Like, what if you're like 3 weeks out and eating just salad and fresh air? It's probably not the best idea to do your cardio on leg day.
Yeah.
If you're like beginning of a diet, well fed, I don't think it's going
to
be a problem.
So Mo Luke says it's okay to do cardio anytime, any day, anywhere.
Depending on the cardio.
Yeah. Favorite cheat meal?
That's like, I don't know, because it depends what I'm in the mood for.
What's life like for a bodybuilder outside the gym and kitchen, other activities, social settings, dates, friends, family, dentist, doctor, etc.? What's your life like outside of dentist? It's different for us.
What the fuck are you talking about, the dentist? So what's
well, I think, wait, I can actually relate to that. I'll say waiting in a waiting room at a doctor's office sucks.
It sucks if you're small.
It sucks if you're big.
It sucks everything. It sucks.
It's no, because I sit there and sweat and people are fucking staring at me because I weigh 300 pounds and I'm like, I don't want to be in this fucking waiting room right now.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I don't think it makes it any worse. I think it's just this shit anyway. I think my life's still the same as it used to be. I think in contest prep, I do less. I probably go to the cinema more in my contest prep.
My life is a million times different. My life is a million times different. It's like when I was smaller, because I think my anxiety is what ruined it. Because I don't like being this big in public.
I'm the same.
Yeah. So I don't go to like concerts as much. I don't go to like really busy restaurants. I don't fucking, you know, it's just.
Yeah. Someone is going to say something without fail.
Yeah. 100%. I don't go to the bar as much because it's always a problem. Somebody wants to fight. Oh, there's a big guy. Let me get in a fight with him. It's like, man, it's so different. Like even activities. Like I used to go skiing. I couldn't ski now. Are you kidding me?
That's so posh middle class white woman.
No, skiing's fun. What are you talking about?
I've never been actually. I would love to go. But it's one of those really like obnoxious rich kids that my
school. I wasn't a rich kid. I was poor.
No, I know. But you're right. You live in Canada. We don't have skiing in England.
Oh, that's true. I guess it's
so
different.
It's like, so yeah. It's like if we, you have to go to the Alps.
Yeah. For here, it was like a 10-minute drive. We just.
Yeah. You just like go outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. No, but I just, yeah, it's dude waiting at the line at the bank. Like just everything sucks.
It does and it doesn't, but it depends on your outlook. It's like, what do you cover up when you're out? Do you wear like hoodies and stuff?
I don't think I've ever gone anywhere in a fucking tank top other than the gym.
I have. That's something I do hate. Like if I'm out with my kids and it's fucking insanely hot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be wearing a t-shirt all day. So I will wear a sleeveless t-shirt and I really don't like it because in the summer I'm usually in shape.
Yeah.
And that's when people stare more.
Yeah, of course. No, I wore a sleeveless shirt once to the grocery store like last year.
Yeah.
I fucking couldn't believe it. I thought nobody would give a shit. And it's like,
I thought you looked a bit like Slimer from Ghostbusters in a tank top because you got no arms and a big gut.
So. Such a fucking asshole. I'm going to record, all these are saved, right? So if I beat you next year.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna make a montage. I'm gonna make a montage of.
But then I'll say,
when see talking. That, you know that whole thing when talking shit goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, but then when you, if you beat me, it's a fucking big if, right? if you do, then I'll say I helped like give you that whole fucking show, that little twat. You know, you're just like, I've given you the extra oomph.
No, that's gone. That's gone. Okay. Right. I don't have nothing to prove.
You do.
I actually
think you have more to prove now than you did.
The only thing I have to prove is to myself, and I'll tell you why. And I know that sounds really cheesy, but it's not. No. I didn't have a, I wasn't involved in the business of bodybuilding when I was competing.
Yep.
It was just bodybuilding. It's all I cared about.
Yeah.
And now I have to prove to myself that I can function in the bodybuilding world on the business side and the competitive side.
I don't think the only thing that people care about with you on stage is they want to see how you've managed to come back after the injuries, what your waist looks like.
Yeah.
And like, have you put everything you've been saying you're going to do? Have you done it? That's why I don't want to fucking
say that. I can't.
Cause predict. I think there's not, I wouldn't say pressure. There's more expectations of you now than there ever has been.
But I don't think it's the same stress. Like, it's like this. Nobody expects me to win the fucking Arnold, so I don't care.
Yeah, but they are apprehensive. In a good way, everyone's excited to see what you look like now.
Yeah, and I want to prove to myself that I can get back. I don't want to retire on the last note.
Do you ever think as well, like, the more well-known you become, the more people just mathematically are going to want to see you fall on your fucking face?
I said that to my wife. She goes, what's wrong with it? Because last week, I told you, there's like a bunch of videos made about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, Summer. I said, the only way I can make sense of it is the more people that watch your shit, the more people are going to hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I think about Rich Piana and I'm like, that guy must have like, you know, he was a celebrity, like a literal legit celebrity.
I always think this, like Donald Trump, everyone fucking hates him. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people hate him.
Half the country hates him.
More than that, probably. I don't actually know. Do you think it bothers him?
Of course it does.
Because that amount of negative energy on the planet is solely aimed at you. It's got to take a toll.
It has to. That's why I tell people, like, people are like, well, why do you block people? I'm like, because I don't want to, there's days where you have no problem and you just kind of do one of these.
Yeah.
And then there's days where you wake up and you're kind of feeling shitty and then somebody says something
as well. It's like people just think it's absolutely fine to completely undermine your entire career with a little shitty comment.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, I'd rather like, I'm like, look, actually somebody said something to me on my channel just this morning. He's like, hey, bro, he said it nicely, but he was like, you shouldn't delete or hide comments because it's going to make you look like you're trying to censor people. And I'm like, it's my fucking channel.
Profound, then. You're like, fuck off. No, I'm the same. Like a lot of the time I'll get them back or I just delete it.
I just, you know what it was? It was because people are, when I do the other podcast, people come on for an hour and I don't pay them and they're taking an hour out of their time to do this thing for whatever reason. So I'm really appreciative. So after I post a thing, if people are talking shit about the guest, it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So I delete the comment because I'm like,
I just think as well, it's like, if there's difference between being just a dick and just saying something to be a dick, I just delete those. If somebody says something like, your chest is still shit, I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll leave that. If somebody just says, you're a cunt, I'll delete that. Because it's not constructive and you just actively being a prick. But if, a lot of the time, if it's kind of like a negative comment, but then they're not being a dick.
Yeah.
I don't mind that so much.
I don't mind constructive. I don't mind being constructive.
What I do is when people, like, I think I posted something yesterday and some guy was like, you should do it like this. And I'm like, you don't have any kind of like, you don't really have any right to be telling me what to do. You don't have any experience doing this.
Yeah. I agree.
It's all completely irrelevant to the post.
Let me get to a couple more of these. People are going to freak out that we're just we've been complaining for an hour. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was bodybuilding bollocks and complaining this week. I've had no sleep. Fuck off.
If someone is completely off and does gyno surgery, how long does it take to go back on cycle? This was the guy I was talking about.
I'm not a doctor. I have no idea. I don't have gyno. I never have. I've never been. I don't know. I have no clue.
I had gyno. I had it removed. And I think it took me like 6 to 8 weeks to get back to training.
6 weeks?
6 to 8.
That's
remember.
That's quite long, actually. That's a lot longer than I expected.
Well, you're cutting into a fucking, your muscle.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, it depends kind of on the severity of the surgery. Because some people just have like the glands removed and they're fine within a couple of weeks. And they go through the armpit, everything's fine.
Well, I was back to training at like 4 weeks, but it wasn't like full blast to like six or eight. So,
Shall I pick one?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
There's some long ones here. Just the long ones are just like, I want to answer them, but I can't bother to read it. Right. I've had a long day. I was going with it. Thoughts on how long one's competition season should last without losing too much muscle? That's a good question, actually. I think that's when a good coach comes in to play.
Why would you lose muscle if you're in a competition?
Exactly, because I think he's assuming you have to keep going down, 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 down.
No.
No. So that's you can go on as long as, you can basically go on for as long as your body allows.
I don't think there's no set answer for that. Like
that's what I mean.
Like, look at Juan. Juan's doing fucking Japan or whatever, Seoul. And he's been dieting.
Oh, so he's another person that's probably going to beat Nathan.
We didn't even talk about the show. Cedric won. I thought he looked great.
Of course, Cedric won.
He looks great, doesn't he? He's just fucking. He's got such a great fucking physique. It's like
He is, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think isn't that the next show? Like, so Juan's doing that. I think Nathan's doing that. I think, and then there's one 2 weeks after that Regan's doing, who looks crazy.
That's the Romania, and Regan looks better than
ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, Dorian has him. He's working with Dorian Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Regan could look like that.
No.
I mean, I knew he would one day, but I didn't think it was like just.
Yeah, he's actually looks hard for once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, his skin is starting to look thin.
Yeah, that's great.
So he's going to be pretty impressive. Let me see here. Your thoughts on, that's boring. Top three mowers.
Fly mow at number one. I don't know any others. I don't know any others. I'm just going to go for fly mow for all three because fly mow do a full.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Did becoming a pro bodybuilder come with anything you didn't expect?
Yeah, I had to pay for the pro card. Didn't know that.
That's your only thing you didn't expect?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? They're like, $250, please. I was like, okay, that's not true. Like, every year. I was like, oh, what is this? Which reminds me, I've got to pay for that soon.
I didn't expect all the fucking haters.
I think I'm quite lucky at the moment. I don't have too many, which is really concerning.
I don't have too many either. I just didn't.
But does it not concern you that you don't have too many? Like the amount of positive far outweighs the negative. So I'm kind of waiting for
to get
a huge backlash.
No, I think you only get backlash when you are extremely controversial or you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, maybe.
I think if you're just honest, what are people going to fucking yell at you for?
Well, they're eating a burger for a start.
I guess. I guess.
Can you believe this prick ate a burger? What a disgusting man this is.
What's the most irrational thing you've done with prep brain?
I don't think I've done anything really that stupid. There's things I've nearly done, which I didn't do, which I'm glad I didn't. But I don't.
Mine usually goes with shopping. I buy shit like just constantly.
Oh, you said you do like car shopping and stuff.
I bought a car and I sold it and bought another car in the same prep.
Damn. Yeah. Well, I don't really buy stuff, but I did buy myself something in May and it came literally before we filmed this podcast.
You buy the salt gun?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, but I think I was just high, not actually in prep. But like,
how much do you smoke?
Well, this is a good question actually, because a lot of people ask me why.
I didn't know this about you. How much do you smoke?
Okay, so for me, I use it. I have this part of my brain that never shuts the fuck up, and it's just like blah, 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 blah. It's the part of the brain that when you're asleep at night goes, "Have you locked the back door?" Yeah. Oh, you prick! But it's like that all the time.
Yeah,
and. So the only thing that turns that off and allows me to actually be me for a bit and not overthink everything is a bit weird, to be fair. But it has to be the right, like, it's like sativa versus indica.
Right type, hybrid, yeah.
Strains. Like, I'm pretty into it now.
Yeah.
And I just honestly use it more as a supplement. I do it late at night to help me go to sleep, help me relax at the end of the day.
So you're not doing it and like going to the gym and shit like
that? No, fuck that. No, I don't smoke in the day. I'm not high all the time. It's just at night when it's my, I get like 2 hours at the end of the day.
Yeah.
To wind down. Without it, I just don't wind down.
Yeah, I got used to doing this thing with edibles where I eat like, I'll chew on an edible for like about half an hour before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And that's
it helps. And I just think it's one of those things. It's like, I don't think it's a problem because it doesn't stop me doing anything. It actually improves my life.
Well, for me, it was just to sleep better. I can't do it during the day.
No, I don't do it during the day.
I gotta tell you this story though. So I had a few friends over and I hadn't smoked weed or eaten any edibles or anything in a long time, like since high school.
Yeah.
But then I had started again recently. So I started to feel like I was a little bit of experience. I'm kind of experienced, right? So my friends come over, we're sitting around and I think we're watching the fights or something. I'm like, hey, you guys want to smoke a joint? They're like, okay. So I grab a joint, put it out, I start smoking it. And my wife's looking at me. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Just smoking a joint. I like some kind of fucking big shot.
I know, yeah. She's just looking at you like you're a dick.
So I pass it around a couple of times, right? Comes back to me like the third time, I hit it again. 20 minutes later, I'm like, everybody's got to get the fuck out. Everybody, get your shit, get the fuck. I was standing like 15 feet away from everybody else. Like they're
I don't get that. See, I don't get, it doesn't make me sleepy or drowsy. It makes me.
No.
It doesn't make me paranoid. Nothing. I literally get none of any of the negatives. I don't get it. I just get pure, like, everything's way funnier as well.
Maybe it's the kind I had.
Maybe, but everything's funnier. Everything's more interesting. Everything feels better. Everything tastes better. And I'm not annoying myself.
Yeah, but if that was the case, why do you just smoke it all the time then?
Because I've got shit to do. and I got to drive places. So I actually got this one in Vegas. I got because they have all the dispensaries there and I illegally imported some marijuana into the country.
You know, they're going to come to your house right now, right?
Yeah. There's somebody outside, the dogs are barking. They've heard me. Fuck. It's going to be a raid. They're going to raid me for my one vape pen. But no, it's just like, it helps. And I think it's like with anything, if it helps and it's not hurting you or getting in the way negatively of your life, what's the fucking problem? Like some guys like a beer with their dinner.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Neither do I, but I just think there's still this weird stigma behind it.
It's kind of dead here. I don't know how it is over there.
Yeah, no, in the UK, it's like you smoke weed, you are a criminal.
Yeah, no, here, I think if you're under the age of 40, Most people don't give a shit at all.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's just I found I did it a lot in college.
Yeah.
Just because being high is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I stopped for 3 years, and then a couple of years later, I started again when my like anxiety and my mind started going crazy again.
See, I wish it would help my anxiety. It makes it worse.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I just get more anxious. I'm like, fuck
yeah,
this.
Like because like Ben, I mean Ben, and I like he likes to try because he has terrible sleep.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a bit like me. He's quite highly strong in terms of like, he overthinks a lot in a different way, and he makes him way worse, and it makes him really emotional. And that's the same with a lot of people, so they don't bother. So I think I find myself lucky that I can find something that helps.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, fucking, it's great.
Okay. Let's take one more or two more.
It's two more. Cause we've been talking so much bollocks this episode. Who has bigger arms?
Oh fuck.
next.
Who has bigger legs? You can do that one.
Me still.
No, I don't think so.
No, shit.
Kind of look a little stickly. Especially from the back. From the back, it's like there's a big gap there.
Yeah, which is, I think that's the way I pose. When I pose, when I stick my glutes out, my adductors look huge, my legs look huge, but then my glutes look huge. Too huge, it makes my back look smaller.
So you're saying when you pull your glutes in, it makes your legs look like sticks?
Yeah, because it pulls my adductors in as well. So when I push my glutes out a little bit more, kind of a little bit like Lucas does, but not that extreme, my legs look huge from the back.
I've never seen it.
But my glutes don't look good.
Yeah, you have a problem with your glutes anyway. So if you push them out, now you have like your glutes look soft, and if you pull them in,
but they kind of still have lines in them as well, but they're not like as deep. It's weird.
Remember when you couldn't get shredded glutes?
Yeah. Do you know what the weird thing is? My glutes come in before my lower back or my back now, and my quads.
Really?
Yeah, my glutes come in like way sooner than everything else.
I wonder why.
They have like I could be a little bit fat everywhere else, and all of a sudden you can see some lines in them when I'm posing.
I get that from the side, not from the back.
Yeah, I get it from the. I'm starting to get it from the back more now, but which is weird because I still don't. I've never had dry. I mean, the Arnold, they're pretty dry, but I've never had like flexless glutes.
What do you think about guys that get shredded glutes, but they're soft everywhere else? How does that happen?
I don't know.
I've seen that.
Again, it's like back in the 90s and the 2000s. A lot of the guys were shredded everywhere except their glutes.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. Okay, one more here. Discuss the difference in total working sets between two different training styles you guys use.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Let's skip that one.
Right.
Does alcohol affect protein synthesis? Yes, it does.
But do you mean alcohol? Or do you mean having a beer versus getting wasted? Because again, that's a big difference.
Well,
I think having a drink once or twice, like in the evening, like a couple of glasses of wine in the evening in your off season, I don't think it make a fucking difference at all. If it helps you relax, it might even help. But I think if you're getting wasted on the weekend, don't expect that to help you.
I'll see if I can find the study that I read, but it wasn't wasted. I think it was like two drinks or something like that. It does affect the way your body synthesizes protein.
Well,
so if I can find the study, I will post it in the description.
Again, two drinks are so vague. Is that two pints of vodka or is that two, like,
like I said, I'll find, because somebody asked me this in one of my Q&As.
Yeah.
So I know I found a study somewhere about it. So if I find it again, I'll throw it up.
Who would win in an arm wrestle between us? Now, I'm only going to say me because something would tear on you. Because you're old.
Do you know not one winning question has come up yet? Like, competitive question has come up yet where you're like, I would lose?
Yeah, but that's because I'm just younger and I'm breaking your balls because it's funny.
I'm just joking. I don't care.
Yeah, and you're old, and I know how old and sensitive you are because I think what happens is after the episode, you get off, you go put your head in Summer's lap. She starts rubbing your bald head and you're like, he was mean to me again. And you're crying. That's what happens.
There's like a 2-hour therapy session after. Yeah,
she's like, shh, it's okay. It's all right. Shh.
He's like, I still love you. It's okay.
He's gone now. Shh.
You're like an abusive girlfriend. Just keep coming back for more. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. So some of these questions are really long as well. Best post-workout meal for growth.
Wait. I got this is a good one. Do you both think
Dallas... I'm not even going to go post-workout meal for growth. I'm not even going to bother with that because it's such a boring question. I just chose that because it was really short and I'm being lazy.
Do you think Dallas McCarver would have placed first in the Open Olympia by now if he was still alive?
No.
Do you have any personal memories with him?
Yeah.
I have a personal memory with him.
What was that?
He almost got in a fight with that that men's physique guy backstage at the Arnold's 2017.
Oh, I wish that happened.
Were you there?
I remember that. Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
We were all laying down backstage, and the men's physique guys, like, you know, bodybuilders, when we lay around backstage, we're like tired and we're just kind of like got our legs up and we're just kind of chill. And the men's physique guys, I think, had just gotten off stage. They're all pumped and they're loud and they're laughing and whatever. And Dallas goes, shut the fuck up.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that so well.
And he goes, shut the fuck up. And I looked over, I was like, oh shit. Because Dallas, I'd never heard him loud. Like, not that I didn't know him that well, but I've never heard him like be loud before.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And he was like, shut the fuck up. He said, shut up. We're trying to like relax back here or something like that. So the one guy, I don't remember his name now. He's actually won a few shows since then.
Yeah.
He's like, are you my daddy? And he comes over and I was like, this guy's talking shit to Dallas. Dallas is like twice his size.
Yeah, Dallas would have fucking opened him up like a tin of beans. Well, that's a terrible idea.
But I don't think Dallas wanted to get involved. He was just too tired.
Well, do you know what's hilarious?
So Dallas stood up.
Yeah.
And he's like, what'd you say? And the guy's like, Are you my dad? No, he goes, are you my dad? You can't tell me to shut the fuck up. And then I stood in between them. I was like, guys, just everybody fuck off. Like, just, you know, we're backstage at the Arnold's. So they kind of like, I think Dallas didn't want to deal with it. And the other guy was.
It's really funny. This isn't a Dallas story. It's exactly the same story. Is George Farah did it this year in exactly the same place. And all the bikini boys were backstage, like talking about makeup and stuff. And they were really, really being loud and obnoxious. And George Farah just came over and was like, I can't remember what he said. It was something like, boys, shut the fuck up, please. Like, really nicely, just told them all to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they were like, yep, okay. And he just walked off. It was amazing.
They didn't say anything?
Nope, nothing. And I was, so wow. I think maybe it happens every year.
I don't know, man, because I think that, I don't know, for everybody says they work just as hard, but the men's physique guys always seem like they're much happier.
Yeah, and they're always like, I know the only one I know personally very well is Ryan Terry, and I would tell you he probably works harder than most bodybuilders, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that they work hard. It's just, for some reason, when we're all backstage, the bodybuilders seem like they're dead, and the fucking men's physique guys seem like they're at a party.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why.
Back to Dallas. I think he would have been more like a kind of crowd favorite, Marcus Rule, top four kind of guy. Mainly just because his back, I don't think it was ever going to be what the rest of him was, because... Just if you look at the way his insertions, just the way it all looked, the way it all tied together, it just wasn't going to be there.
I don't know who.
No, it would have come up, but like he just the way it all, when he did a lat spread, there was nowhere for the lat to go for it to get wider.
I remember when Cedric beat him at that Olympia, and I thought to myself, if Dallas was a little harder, he would have won this show.
The Arnold that year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the year we did it together.
Yeah.
When I beat you.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. You were good back then. And I sucked.
No, I wasn't actually. I had tore my quad like 2 weeks before that show.
You still look really fucking good though.
No, I was such a bad show for me, man. I fucking ate like a bunch. I tried to fill out with fats for some reason. And my stomach was fucking out to here. And I
you
just
feel dry as shit though.
My conditioning was good. I'll give John helped me with that. But
yeah.
Anyway, Dallas, I remember thinking to myself, if he was shredded, he could beat Cedric. Which is good, because when Cedric's on, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know where do you think he would have placed this year?
Probably like fourth or fifth.
I could see him beating Rolly.
Yeah, no, I can. That's why I have him
go fourth. Yeah, fourth.
Because he's just a bigger guy. Dallas was one of my favorites, and he still is.
Yeah.
We met a couple of times. I was actually before he died. I suppose that we were actually talking about me coming out to Florida to train with him and Matt Jansen for a couple of weeks.
You know what I really like about the whole Dallas thing is, and the Rich Piana thing actually too, and I never got to know Rich when he was alive, but I like that those Machiavelli Motivation and Nick Andros or whatever that other page is, they constantly still make those Dallas
montages
and Rich montages. And
well, I've just come back from the Redcon 1 gym in Florida, and they have a massive projector on the wall.
Yeah.
And for most of the weekend, they had Dallas videos playing.
Yeah. That's so pretty cool, though.
I was like, Aaron, mate. So I was like, Aaron, take these down. No one cares, but my video's up.
You're gonna get fucking roasted for that one.
No, but it's like he's still a huge part. Like when you go into the Redcon offices, there's huge paintings of him everywhere.
Yeah, but if you think about it, he built Redcon.
Yeah, he was there for the first. I think first.
Like he year. Was there. He was there from the beginning. He's what made them. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he's still a big part of it now.
Yeah.
And I kind of that's one of the things I'm like with me now. I feel like although I'm not a replacement for Dallas McCarver. No.
I know what you mean.
But I still feel like I still have it. Like that's big fucking boots to fill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then luckily it's not just me filling them. There's like we've got Antoine and Frank and, you know, Dara.
Yeah, but you are the replacement for, I don't want to say replacement, that's disrespectful, but you are the Dallas character because you're the guy that lifts that kind of weight and has that kind of like raw muscle. But
it's funny as well because him and I are going down the same path with our training. We were really fucking brutal heavy trainers.
Yeah, I know.
And Dallas had shit legs. And then,
he didn't.
And, you know, his legs were really weak for the first few years of being a pro. They were by far his weak body part.
But by the Arnold, though, they were good. Like,
yeah, when we did, and that's when Joe Bennett kind of just said, let's do this. Let's start changing the way you approach things. And made him train more efficiently along with Matt Jansen. And then he, all of a sudden his legs just exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember
again,
his legs.
He was just squatting heavy, deadlifting heavy, doing all this stuff. Nothing really happened in some areas. And then when he changed it, it just blew up again.
Yeah. No, you know what? I just really like the fact that that's one great thing about social media, because in the past, when bodybuilders passed away, you just won't see them anymore. Yeah. They pass away. People feel bad for like a month and then they forget all about them.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you have two amazing people that passed away, but there's still all these montage videos and it's cool with Aaron that he's still like pays tribute to him at his gym
all the time. And I actually think they should, I think they should bring like the Dallas Memorial T-shirt out every year.
I have one. I bought one of those.
Yeah. I think they should bring a new one out every year and sell it, and all the proceeds go to some kind of charity that I knew he was a big part of every year.
Yeah,
because it would sell really well. It'd be a really good donation.
Yeah, you know, I watch the Rich Piana videos now, and I'm what the fuck? There's like a fly in my house.
I thought that fly was on my TV, on my computer.
We're doing
right. And then you looked at it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? How strong is this?
We're doing renovations in the house, so the doors are always open.
Okay.
Anyways, how is the gym anyway, before we go?
Oh, it's great. It's very early at the moment because they took over a kind of a PT studio gym that was very posh, like upper class, trainers only kind of gym. So Aaron's kind of had to just kind of get as much of the good equipment in as he can. And it's really, like, I was there for 3 days, and every day, like, about 5 or 6 new pieces of equipment were turning up.
Wow.
It's so really weird as well. Like, the whole the bathrooms there are insane. It's like a fucking 5-star hotel. It's, like, insane because of who owned it before. And then upstairs, there's a PT, like, kitchen area for the PTs.
Yeah.
And they have sleep pods.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's fucking sleep pods? Sleep pods in there. Apparently
how many?
30 grand, 6, and they're 30 grand each.
Were they there already?
Yeah, they were there already. Like, Aaron wouldn't buy that shit. They were there already, yeah. And he's just like, oh, fuck it, we'll leave him. That's cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I'd like to be a trainer.
Can you fit in it?
I didn't try it. I'd imagine so, yeah.
I don't think you
can. Apparently, there's thermal cameras, and apparently if the heat rises up, it, like, sets an alarm off. So, basically, to stop people fucking them.
Is that what it's for?
Apparently, yeah. Which because Kai Green was there, and I walked in when somebody was telling that story, and he was just wetting himself laughing.
How's Kai? Was that the first time you've been around him?
Yeah, it was just cool. I didn't really talk to him about bodybuilding. We went to Aaron's house for like a nice meal, and he was there with Aaron and with the rest of us. I didn't really get a chance to speak to him all that much. And when I did, it was more art and like film and stuff.
Yeah, you guys share that in common, no?
Yeah. And he was talking about us through all the stunts he's doing and how he got his like Stranger Things part and everything.
Yeah. That's cool.
He's a cool guy. He's a really cool guy. He's a bit odd, but in a nice way.
Yeah.
There is something different about him.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's not entirely an act, which a lot of people think it might be.
That's crazy. I never thought that's an act.
Yeah.
Like that, if you think that's an act, that's pretty insane. Like,
yeah,
he's been doing that act for 15 years.
Well, no, the funny thing is, if you look at some of the really early MD videos of him when he's really small in comparison to a lot of the other pros, because it was before he kind of made it in his big break. I think there's like videos of him training with Victor Martinez and Bev Francis Powers gym. And he's really like, it's your boy, Kai Green. And he's got like sunglasses on. He's just being a prick. Yeah. He's been really cocky. And it's so weird when you see those videos.
Yeah, he's changed a lot, eh?
Because now all of a sudden he just talks shit. And it's like, you can't get a fucking answer out of him now. Like, and I mean, like in publicly in interviews and things.
I want to have him on the podcast. I'm like, I have no idea what I'd ask him. It'd just be like,
you'd ask him any question. You'd be like, Kai, hello. And he'd be like, well, the thing is, the sky is blue on a Wednesday, but potatoes go in the microwave, but only when they want to be crispy. So it doesn't make any sense. It's completely irrelevant. I'd tell you what he did. He still eats a lot.
Yeah.
Because they had a big stack of ready prep meals.
Yeah.
And he cracked one open, ate it, cracked the next one open, ate it, he ate four.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he ate four of them. They weren't big, but he still ate four like prep meals.
Why do you think he can eat so much and still be, still look the way he looks?
What, having a massive distended stomach? I don't know, mate.
Is it bad? Is it bad in person?
I mean, he's always been known for having quite a distended gut, hasn't he? That's no one's ever applauded Kai Green for his midsection.
No, but carrying amount of muscle.
Well, that's
and being and being and being relatively lean.
Well, apparently, like Aaron was telling me that he used to, when he was in like contest prep, he would just like, he'd fly in, because I think Aaron at the time owned one of his businesses or something, I can't remember. But they've been friends for years, and he'd be eating like, and Aaron would say, do you want me to get your food made for you before you come? And Kai would, yeah. So he'd have like something like 16 pounds of, 16 ounces of chicken and a pound of broccoli per meal, but he would eat the broccoli raw with no seasonings, nothing, just in a Tupperware. And he would just every hour and every 2 hours, he'd just get out, just eat it with his bare hands, like eating raw broccoli.
Yeah.
And 16 ounces of chicken, plain, every hour, 2 hours, like it was nothing.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't it?
This fly's killing me. Okay. Let's, all right, let's wrap up this week.
All right. We haven't talked about anything like crude this week. I don't know if people are going to be happy about that.
Yeah, there's no anal sex, no.
Have you fucked the wife this week?
I don't want to talk about it.
you learned how to wash it in the middle of
we're
the
gonna do one episode with no nonsense. No,
but
no,
that's just shit, isn't it? Then it's just
it's not my fault. You've been serious this whole time. You're too tired.
That's because I haven't slept for 30 hours. Yeah.
Well, why don't you get some rest? We'll do another. Maybe we'll increase. I actually wanted to ask you about increasing the frequency of these.
What if people want to do them more often? Then I'm happy to do that.
Well, why don't you guys tell us? Let us know in the comment section.
I don't know if the people are gonna bother, like, listen to it. Like I said, like, we get so much positive feedback for this. And when I go back and think, what have we talked about? I'm like, how?
I just want to know what they think. So you
yeah,
guys,
but I mean, it's like, yeah. But how do people listen to this shit every week and enjoy
just
it?
Just let me ask the fucking question.
I'll just do it.
Can you guys put in the comments section, please, if you want us to do this a couple times a week instead of one? Because right now we're doing one. Maybe we can bump it up to two.
What two like shorter episodes a week?
Yeah, I don't
how
care.
How long have we been doing this now? How long are we on for?
This is like an hour and a half already, but it's because we're trying to answer these questions and we're not getting through anything.
I think we've answered two, which is good.
And we had an hour and a half episode of complaining. This was the complaining week.
Yeah, this is Luke's tired for that small and grumpy. Fuck everyone week.
I'm not small. I look athletic.
No, you look fucking huge. Like, your chest is still insanely huge.
You look smaller this week. You need to start working out again.
I'm slouching.
Is that why?
I'm wearing black and it's slimming.
Sit up straight. I'll tell you if you're still... No, you're definitely smaller.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Which is weird because I've eaten really well this week. I've eaten like five, six meals a day.
Those fucking... How big is that shirt? A 3X?
It's a 4X.
That's a 4X.
Yeah, we're a 4 or 5. Like, in fact, like, I read my make all my t-shirts for me, and I came home this morning with a box with 50 t-shirts in it.
Are you serious?
And they've sent me loads for my son as well. Like, check this out. I've made a load for my son. Like little tiny, like, Redcon 1 t-shirts, please.
That's fucking awesome.
See, that fit you.
you're such an asshole.
Like, yeah, but they've made loads for him. So, yeah, he's going to be
the coolest. That's fucking great.
He's going to be the coolest kid in this school. Yeah. So,
you know what I just realized? I'm looking at an athlete to sign for our company, Hostile, It's really fucking expensive.
Yeah. So, like, you mean those contracts that you throw around all the time, like, because you've always been very good at it. Yeah. Do you now feel a bit guilty that she's on the other foot?
No, I don't. I will, if we sign an athlete, this is the good thing about being a bodybuilder and owning a company. Whoever we sign will get treated properly.
Yeah.
And the fans will be treated, like, it's different. It's just different, man. We've been on the other side of it, right? So, but I just didn't realize all the little costs that come with it, right? Like when I negotiate a contract, I'm thinking salary.
Yeah.
What's my salary for the month? And I don't take into consideration how much it costs for all the supplements I use, how much it costs for all the clothing I need,
yeah,
how much costs for all the traveling, all the, it's like.
I agree with you actually, because sometimes I feel guilty sending all my receipts back.
I never felt guilty sending my receipts back, because I'm like, I was doing this for you. Like I was on,
yeah,
I traveled to this place for you. So here's the receipts. All I'm saying is, now being on the other side of it, I realize it's a big expense.
It is, but I think a lot of it's tax deductible, right?
Yeah, but you're still paying the money out. It's not like
it's it comes out of your tax bill, a lot of it. So,
yeah, I don't know how much. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's my first year, but
yeah,
well, still got it.
Who is it? Can you let us know? Well, you can tell me afterwards, can't you?
No, it's not any. It's not a pro. It's a young kid. He's going to be in some of my videos. He's he wants to be a classic physique guy.
Nice.
I think he's got a really good physique and a really good head on his shoulders, and it's somebody I kind of just want to bring along.
Good.
Yeah,
that's important. I think a lot of the time it's like it is a return on investment, isn't it? When you work for a company,
yeah,
like you have to be. It sounds like if you've got somebody that's going to work hard, it's going to be great.
Well, a lot of his pay is going to be based on output, right?
Yeah,
a lot of it's based on placings and social media and all that shit. You know how it works.
Yeah. Well, that's like part of my contract now is I've got to do a lot of my own content for YouTube.
Do you have do they pay for somebody to film you though?
Or? I have three up to, I think it's two or three videos a month where I use a videographer, and then he still wants me doing that. That is shitty.
But do they pay for all that?
Yeah. But I mean, they also want me to do my own like vlog style, both barrels that I did for the Olympia when it was just Ben following me around with the camera, annoying me.
Yeah. But don't they know that's kind of hard when you're not competing? Cause your life.
It's not. Cause it's like, because we've kind of noticed it's all the shit I do outside of the gym, like mowing the lawn that people like.
Yeah. So, but isn't your productivity go down in the off season? Because I find myself in the off season, I don't have very much.
Yeah, but this is why it's cool, because it's like if I know I'm filming, I'll go and do something fun.
Oh, so you're like actually creating content?
We're thinking about doing a series called Sando Versus, where I do really weird shit, like where I'm going to do like archery with Brian Shaw, I'm going to try and go hunting with like Branch Warren.
Why don't we do an eating fucking challenge with me, you, and Brian Shaw?
Because we'd both get destroyed, I think.
I know, but I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think I'm doing it. Somebody reached out to me. There's quite a well-known competitive eater on YouTube that asked me to do a video with him.
Yeah, don't do that. You'll get fucking crushed. Those guys are
but it'd be fun. But I'm hoping that he pays for the meal. And then I get to take it home. Whatever I don't eat, I'll just put it in a doggy bag. I'm like, oh, I'll keep that.
Yeah. No, man, I would never fucking eat against those guys. Those competitive eaters.
Something you could definitely. I think that's something you could probably beat me on now, is eating. I used to be a huge eater.
I'm going to fucking beat you on. You know what? Now I do have something. I'm going to beat you on stage next year before I retire. Going to be my only mission is to beat Luke.
We might not do the same show.
I will pick the same show that you're doing.
I really want you to qualify for the Olympia, though.
I do too, actually. That's like
Olympia. I would love it if you and I did the Olympia together, because I think that'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be pretty sweet. What was I going to say? I was planning something for 100,000 subscribers, because I'm still far away, but I'm getting closer.
Okay.
I was going to do the Haas Olympics. I was going to get my two nephews. They're like 15 years old, and I was going to do a bunch of Olympic challenges with them and see if they could kick my ass or not.
That's good.
I thought it'd be a good video. And I throw in some strength stuff so I can not lose everything.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Well, like shot put, but something pretty heavy.
Yeah, and then we'd do like a 100-meter dash, and I'd get fucking crushed by like a 15-year-old.
I would love to see you do that. I bet you have the most awkward run. I bet you look like a pig.
I probably tear my hamstring on.
I reckon you have like a really fast trot.
I run fast.
I bet you do, but I bet it looks hilarious.
No, I don't. I run extremely slow. It's horrible.
I used to be really good at sprinting, but I'd be terrified to now, because I know my hamstring would just disappear.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even try it anymore. Anyways, that's what I got. But why don't you, you're supposed to get me Brian Shaw on the podcast.
I did. I think he's been doing a lot of traveling, so I'll get on that again. I did mention to Aaron.
Why don't you get him on this one with both of us?
Yeah, I'm sure he would. I do want to get Dr. Dean on as well. You know, we mentioned earlier in the episode.
Yeah, that would be interesting to have.
Just because I want, because he is definitely one of the most intelligent people I know, and he's got all the same experience because he's a bodybuilder himself, and he has all the schooling and the like the actual clinical education as well.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to hear what somebody and has he's a, to say.
It's because he's a bodybuilder himself, and he does my blood work. So I'll show him my blood work, and I'll be like, "You might die, you might not. Don't worry about it." so he's just really good. So it'd be really interesting to hear if he has conflicting opinions to Mike, because everything Mike said sounds good. It sounds very good. It doesn't sound just disingenuous. It doesn't sound like he's selling anything.
No.
And if he is, he's doing a shit job because he's telling everyone to take less. But I think Dean doesn't agree with a lot of that, and I'd like to hear why in his like opinion. Because then again, it's just the truth. It's not, we're not putting bullshit and lies out. Yeah, it might be conflicting like opinions or reasonings, but again, it's still credible.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not against other opinions, but it's not meant to be done in the comment section. Because Mike's like, this is the thing. These guys put these comments in my comment section. Mike's not coming back to the video to answer questions.
Well, I'm sure that he's been taking a lot of heat as well for it.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you want to debate Mike, message him.
Yeah,
and ask him, and those aren't my views, they're his, so just, you know, that'll solve everything.
It was funny listening to him completely like he blew your mind a few times. That was funny.
Well, fuck, the guy is like, I'm sitting there listening to him, I'm like, I've been doing this for 20 years, you kind of think you have a somewhat of a grasp on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, none of this is, you know, when he started talking about what time of the day you got to take your gear and what type of body type you have and your blood type. And I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it does make sense on the surface when you think about it logically, but I want to hear somebody with like Dean who knows intricately how it actually works.
It's not that it doesn't sound like it makes sense. The thing is, it just sounded so complex. I'm like, I had no idea.
No, it does. But the way he explained it, you're like, oh, okay, that actually does make sense.
Yeah.
But then when, because this is where like that's where my intelligence like loses, because that's where I'm thinking, well, that makes sense. But then somebody who actually knows what happens will go, well, that's wrong because this, this, and this.
Well, why don't you get Dean, ask your friend Dean or Dr. Dean to come on this week, and we'll do another episode later in the week.
Yeah, well, I've kind of already asked him, actually. He said, would you come on with us? I'll ask for that. And I've just asked you, and he said, yes, so I'll text him now.
Yeah, let me know when. We'll do another episode this week, and we'll get it up so people have a different
view. Yeah, and we can do like a list of questions. I don't want it to be like, the anti Mike episode.
No. We're just going to ask him. It's not going to be about Mike at all. I'm going to ask him some of the similar questions I asked.
Yeah, I would like to know. I would like to know where the whole 125 milligram number came from. Things like that. Mike did speak in absolutes a little bit. He would say this percentage. You're damn.
But what I'm saying is, I don't want to necessarily just say Mike said this. What do you?
No. Of course
not. I have a bunch of questions I want to ask him just about gear in general, and see what he says.
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable.
Okay, let me know. I got a later in the week. We'll do it this week if we can.
Yep, sweet. Are we going to do Dave's show as well?
All right, fine. Because, you know, I got a bunch of
people. Leave it in the comments. Everyone leave it in the comments. They want to say
it. No, they're already going to say it because people
love Exactly, so let's fucking do it.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll text Dave as well.
Okay, text Dave. I'm in.
All right, cool.
All right, brother. I'll see you.
See you later, guys.
Bye.